Okay. This is what God gave me. I am reading it from something, a Bible thing. I want to apologize to everyone, ask your forgiveness. I have not been reading my Bible like I should. I hate that. I will read it on the phone, but I don't, you know, sometimes I think it's a more of a commitment. If you get your Bible out, you know, where you can highlight in it and do stuff like that. I haven't done that very well lately, so I apologize for that and ask your forgiveness. It is about forgiveness today. And we're going to talk about the difference between the world's forgiveness and God's forgiveness. The forgiveness is hard. It's something we try to teach our children from a young age, but often struggle as much with it than as we do as adults. Forgiveness can be especially difficult when the person you need to forgive you either cannot or will not seek it from you. Reconciliation is always the goal, but sometimes it just won't happen for a variety of reasons. The world has plenty of advice on forgiveness. Let me go to the next page here. Okay, the world has plenty of tips about forgiveness. Namely, don't do it. Forgiveness is fine for a toddler who accidentally spills his milk or snatches a toy, but not for a boss who lies to you, a girlfriend who breaks your heart, a best friend who stabs you in the back. Let's take a look at the... God, I can't see out of my glasses. Let's take a look at some things that the world says about forgiveness and the Bible. The world says to let your anger fuel you. Fan the flames of that anger until it all-consuming. The Bible says get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ God forgave you. The world says, if you were right, then it's better to cut off the relationship. Don't bother trying to reconcile with someone who doesn't want to be proven wrong. The Bible, it says, for if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. The world says, seek revenge. If someone wrongs you, it is justice for you to wrong them back. If you can one-up them and hurt them worse, all the better. But the Bible says, do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's will, for it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. Amen. The world says that if you were hurt, I'm sorry, I'm having trouble reading. That if you were hurt, it's okay to hate that person. You were wrong, so it's natural and expected that you'll harbor long-lasting anger. The Bible says, though, but to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. That's a lot to wade through. And if we're honest with ourselves, most of us want what the world says, not us, in situations pretty nice. It's certainly easier to harbor bitterness in our hearts than to freely offer up forgiveness, especially if you find yourself with a lot of non-Christian friends who may not understand why you want to forgive that person. And it goes on. Sorry. Even worse, if we remember Jesus' words above in Matthew, he says that if we do not forgive others who sin against us, then the Father will not forgive us as we sin against him. Now, the beautiful thing about all of this is the world always has an answer for you. Always. We have the world that comes against us. We have demons that come against us. We even have family members that come against us. But we're going to have to stand strong and go ahead and forgive these people, even though they don't ask for your forgiveness. That is so hard. That is so hard to do. But we've got to show. show the world it's okay. We're going to get upset, okay? But to harbor that bitterness and that rage and that anger, all that does is tormenting your soul, not somebody else's, because other people don't care like you do. So that really meant a lot to me. I've been reading about it all week long. For some reason, my cataracts are causing me problems today. But we don't have to do as the world says. We don't have to do as the world does. We don't have to follow man. We follow God. Amen? And if God wants us to forgive, then that's what we have to do. Is it hard? Yes. When someone hurts you, I know in that last relationship I had, even though all the ugly things he said to me and stuff, I had to forgive him. And that's okay, because now it's between him and God. And like God says, I will repay. Don't you worry about it. I've got the avenge on him, not you. And if I sit around and be bitter and rage and anger and hurt and feel sorry for myself like I did for a month, it's only hurting me. It's not hurting him, because he's still going on his way doing the sin, you know. So that's between him and God. And I do pray for him daily that God will bless him, change him, help him to know God. I really talked long hours with him about God had spurred his life so many times that God has him here for a purpose. But he doesn't care to hear about all that. That's okay. When it's God's time, then, you know, they can work it out. But it's hard to forgive when somebody hurts you. Now, on the other hand, if you've hurt somebody and they don't tell you about it and then they act differently towards you, I think, like the Bible says, you know, reconciliation is the tool here. We all need to reconcile with each other and make it better. But if we don't know that we've done something, then you don't just go up in front of a lot of people and blast it out. Take him to the side and go, you know, you may have not have wanted to say that the way you did, but that kind of hurt my feelings. Let's talk about it. We got to know that we're all different. We all have different personalities. We all have our attributes that God has given us. And we are, one day, Jesus is going to come back and get his bride. So we need to try to do everything we can to be more Jesus-like every single day. And that's what I have, and that's what God told me. So I pray that if you are going through problems or you're having trouble forgiving someone, then ask somebody to pray with you. You don't have to go in detail and try to get them on your side like I did at church that day. But the only reason I said anything, because it was hurting my soul that, you know, someone that you care for, do stuff for, and not that you want to be appreciated. And I even question God at times. Why do you make me so tender-hearted at times and stuff? And, you know, and then God just very, very clearly said, I made you the way I want you to be. You know, be the kind of person that God wants you to be, not what other people expect you to be. And that's why I'm saying to Cindy, you know, we just got to do things that we can, and we're going to let people down. But if it's truly going to work out, it will work out. God will have a plan. And she's grieving still, and we have to be mindful that, you know, Tim just died and passed in October. She still needs our, hey, how are you doing? How's it going? Because it takes, you know, Kimmy and I still grieve over David. And we've got to be better at that, I think. So, anyway, that's what I have. I love y'all. Thank you. And hopefully, Pastor will take it from now. Amen.
Amen.